Hello, everybody. It's your radio pal, Wes Nessman.
I'm Chris Covington.
This is the Rock Show Backstage.
Hi.
Pre-Memorial Day weekend edition right here.
We're excited for a three-day weekend coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited to make it about 3.5 or 4.
It's going
to
be good.
You know, I absolutely live for this. I get up. I enjoy it. I laugh. I have good times, and some of them are with you and all that. But
shut up.
But it can wear on you due to the hours.
Yeah. No, it's going to be good.
And we have real work that we have to do in addition to this.
It right.
It can be a little tough.
Yes.
All right. Big Memorial Day plans. What are you doing?
I'm not doing anything. I was planning on going out to the lake this weekend for some of the summer splash fun.
Yeah?
That we're doing at Buffalo Lake. I might go by there and visit.
Well, you got free food and booze.
I will be going by there probably. Well, I don't drink. I'm going for the food. That's the reason
didn't. Well, they have soft drinks and non-alcoholic
beverages. Well, that's true. That's the reason I didn't go last weekend, because they only do food during the weekdays, and they do really good food out there.
Yeah?
Yeah, if you guys are listening to this on Friday, it's going on through the weekend.
We're actually going to post this today, which is Wednesday.
We're early.
Yeah.
We usually put these up on Friday. Yeah. So, yeah, you have time. You should go out there and eat, because the food is fucking awesome.
Right.
They do like potluck style, and everybody out there brings like, you know, salads and all the goods.
And you got to pay the gate fee.
Yep.
They're not coming off of that.
Nope.
But you end up with a cheaper dinner because of it.
Yes. And they don't mess around. There's some good food and drinks out there.
I just want to mention that. Okay. Yep. Let's say that you went to a Memorial Day spread. What do you expect to see there? What do you expect to have
probably
there?
Probably burgers and hot dogs and some good macaroni salad, potato salad, stuff like that.
I think that's absolutely essential.
That's what I'm looking for.
I don't know why, though, that refrigerator salads are a thing on Memorial Day at a time when you have very little refrigeration.
That's true.
You know?
I like a good pasta salad, though. Somebody bring the cooler with the pasta salad.
Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this. We, of course, are hot dog pals. It's one of the few things that we agree on.
Yum.
Is that we like mayonnaise as one of the ingredients on a hot dog.
Yep.
Does having a grilled hot dog change that for you?
No, not really.
If
there's mayo available on the table where I am and there's hot dogs, I'm going to probably put it on the dog.
I tend to lean heavy on the mustard when it's a grilled
When it's a grilled dog.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I do like to do the mustard, but honestly, Wes, I prefer ketchup and mayo.
Oh,
I know.
And just Thousand Island dressing on a hot dog.
No mustard, yeah. Yeah, because I put pickle relish on it too, so you're right. It is kind of
You know,
Island.
I sit here and I want to hate on ketchup, but I love a little ketchup when I'm having meatloaf.
Oh, yes.
You know, but for some reason, ketchup on hot dogs seems like a kid thing to me.
That's what I've been told.
Hey, I'm too old and mature for ketchup on a hot dog.
I like to dip my corn dogs in ketchup, too. I've also been told that's...
No.
I know. Everyone's like, you got to do mustard, but ketchup is delicious. No. Oh, it's good.
I wonder what else you could dip a corn dog in that would be good.
Oh, just about anything. Nacho cheese.
Oh, wow.
You could put it in all kinds of stuff.
And of course, at my house, we make the patty dogs.
Ooh.
Where you take a corn dog, then you split it open and cover it with chili and cheese.
You ever get those breakfast corn dogs that you dip in syrup? They got the sausage inside of a hot dog.
I don't like syrup.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
All right. Now,
I don't like syrup. I forgot.
Do you like your weenies blackened, or do you like them just grilled normally? Because every year when I cook hot dogs, I cook a big thing for all of our actors out at Nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
There's always some people that say, I want the black one.
I'm not against mine being super cooked. I kind of like it a little crispy on the outside. So if one of them gets black, I'll take that one. I'm not against
it. I like them right before they explode. I want them to stay juicy on the inside.
Mm.
I like a big, juicy wiener is what I like to
say. I'm not going to turn down one that's already exploded.
All right, then. Mm. That's what she said.
Hot dogs.
All right, here you go. Right here. I'm leaning on some of our material we didn't get to. A study found fiber might prevent your body from absorbing those forever chemicals.
Oh.
I am a big fan of fiber.
I know you are. So.
I have several fiber stories. Anecdotes, as you will. First off, I got to tell you
fiber anecdotes for you.
Listen.
What?
You got one of them old people things, which is diverticulitis.
Mm-hmm.
It is a disease that a lot of older people get. And what happens is there's little pockets in your intestines. and they get swollen. And if they get real bad, you're going to need antibiotics. Or if they get super bad, which is really, really easy because a lot of people mistake it for a stomach ache, they got to remove a portion of your colon.
Oh, my God.
And that is not good because I need every inch of my colon. That's what I like to say. I have plans for my colon.
He likes to be a man with a large colon.
So anyways, after I had this the first time, and this is what's interesting, is that I've only really had two incidents in the last 5 or 6 years, probably because one of the things they told me to do was to start drinking fiber every day. Okay, I got to tell you people this. The very first time that you take fiber on purpose, it's magical. It is absolutely magical. That first duty that you have after you've had fiber comes out like candy coated.
Oh, God.
And it slides in and slides out so well that you pull it back and forth a little bit.
Oh, gross. Ew. Disgusting.
Just like, I'm going to hold that one there for a minute.
Ew.
It's fantastic.
That's disgusting. Fiber is important, though. I do like to have one of those Activia yogurts every once in a while if I'm feeling backed up. Activia. You know how the song just went, Activia. That's me. Every time I have to poop after I have one of those, I got to sing the Activia.
You're calling the Activia song out,
yes,
are you?
Yes, it makes you active.
Okay, the other part of my story here.
Oh.
Is 2 years in a row, we got those medical savings accounts.
Yes.
And if you don't use them, you lose them.
Right.
And there's very few things that you could get that have a long shelf life.
Oh, yeah.
So I have over 20 of the giant jumbo jars of fiber at my house right now. Ugh. I'm fiber rich.
You've got Metamucil for life.
Yes, I do.
Wow.
I have no problem with that at all. I take a little bit each and every night.
You know, I'm going to...
And I don't have any real problem taking grumpies, but for some reason, it just kind of eases the road.
Well, next time I can't go, I'm coming by your place.
I'll bring you some fiber.
I know where to get the fiber.
All right, then. Oh, what else did we not get to this week?
I don't know. The week's not over yet.
Dude, we were talking about those flying cars, and I don't feel like I adequately explained that.
No, I did not know that. So, guys, if you didn't hear us talking about, apparently, flying cars are a thing now for the real reals.
Yeah, $800,000. But they're not what you think.
It's an airplane that's a car.
It's more like an airplane you can drive on the street rather than a car you could fly on the highway.
Right.
So it'll be like a car with retractable wings.
Right.
So I think this could be kind of dumb.
I just think that just sounds dangerous, and I don't know. But, you know, we're going to see a lot of rich people fall out of the sky.
Well, you're here in Lubbock, Texas, you know, and there's enough hazards on the side and front and back of you, and all of a sudden you're going to have hazards above you?
Right, right. Or just like some guy driving next to you with his wings incredibly close to your car or something.
Yeah, like, it's like, hey, you didn't let your put your wing back.
Put your wings up, yeah. I don't know how it's all going to work, but, if we are really flying around in the air 30 years from now, instead of driving, I'm just going to be
Well, look at the other side of that. You can get cars right now that have those auto braking features. You know, why don't they have that in the planes right now?
Just let it...
you're too close and a little thing goes off or something. Does that happen?
I hope that eventually we get to a point where there's just no more human error and no more robot error, and we're all safe, and all of our flights work, and our rides work, and there's no wrecks anymore.
Get there.
Well, you never know. I feel like we're trying to get towards it.
We need less people, though. Just a few less. You think about all the problems in the world. Hunger, people fighting over religion, people fighting over politics, people fighting over land. All of that becomes less of a problem with less people.
Right, maybe just kind of get rid of the bad ones.
Right. Doesn't work that way, but that would be the way
to go.
Would
you start with the teenagers or the babies?
No, I think it's actually starting the way that it would. I mean, we have a declining population right now, at least over here.
Well, there's a reason.
People are going, hey, I can't make ends meet.
Exactly.
I need to have less kids.
Exactly.
And I'm like, well, good, then I think we're at a good spot.
Yeah.
I don't really seriously have problems with kids, you know, like the way we talk on the internet.
I know.
I become a big old softy. If somebody brings a baby over, I'm like, it's nap time.
So do I. I love babies.
It is nap time.
I don't need any of my own. I do love other people's babies. I do also believe, though, that some people have too many.
The problem is we don't like stranger babies.
Right.
Strangers are never good, even when they're little babies.
Exactly.
They're shifty.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about this with somebody else, too. Okay, I'm going to totally branch off on this topic right here. Mm-hmm. What do you do when a baby is mean mugging you at the supermarket? Like it's over its mom's shoulder and it's staring you down.
I'd usually stick my tongue out at it or like make a weird face.
Is it any wonder we wake up so or grow up so demented? Because those things were probably happening to us.
Probably.
Adults were probably mean mugging us right back.
Right? Everything. That's true. That's true.
I always pretend that that baby is a grown up.
Oh.
I'm like, you choosing me on, bro? Is that what you doing?
You call it out front. You want to fight?
Yeah. Why are you fucking me over here?
I usually talk to people's babies in the line or say, oh, your baby's so cute. I like little babies.
I don't do that.
I do. I can't help it.
But if a baby is staring at me, I find it very unnerving.
And you'll fight him. You'll fight that baby. And you'll probably win.
Probably
win.
I don't know, though. Yeah. My cardio isn't where it needs to be, and those babies, they're quick and wiry
they're
and
getting
shifty.
Smarter and smarter every day.
They crawl away quickly. We did not talk at all about that Mexican Navy ship that hit a Brooklyn Bridge.
Dude, when I watched that video, I did not realize. I first watched it, I did not see that there were actual sailors up on each of those mast layers.
Yeah.
I did not notice they were doing a performance where they're all standing up there at that part right when it hit the bridge. So there was guys that, you know, hit the bridge.
Wait, it was a performance?
Yes. Yeah, so they had a bunch of sailors on that boat.
Okay, let's stop here for a second.
Yes.
When I hear Mexican Navy, I think this is some kind of battleship. Was it that?
It looked like a replica of some kind of,
like a longboat. Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, it looked like that. And
so what has Mexican Navy got to do with a replica of a longboat?
I'm not really sure. I don't know. I believe it was the Navy, but all of them were standing on each of those layers of whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know.
The sails.
Yeah, they're all standing up there like this, you know, with their hands on their hips, all across each layer of it, you know, all the way up to the sky, you know. And I think that was just like the end of their little voyage or something.
Well,
it was
clearly
for the
people
that were on board.
It was the end of
their
voyage.
Well, it was. But, I mean, it looks like it was the last portion of their little, you know. Maybe they were going to, you know, park the ship. That's what I took from it. But, golly, hitting that bridge and then people fucking flying out of the sky. That was just.
That's absolutely terrible.
Horrible.
I try not to watch things like that. I was on a page called Darwin Awards for a long time, and it just got to be too much. I'm like, what am I doing with myself? You know, people getting crushed should not be entertained.
No. I didn't know what I was watching at first, and like I said, some of the videos are really zoomed out. You can't tell there's anyone up there.
Right.
I was horrified when I found out there was actually people up there right where the bridge hit. That's just
very, very, very scary stuff.
Sad and scary.
All right, I think that's probably about it for this week. We covered quite a bit of good stuff right here.
I do want to say this weekend, you guys know the rock show's official band is Toxic Menace.
Well, but that goes without saying.
Local band here in Lubbock. And our buddy Cam, we probably mentioned on here before, is getting a kidney replacement.
Okay.
And he's got benefit shows this weekend with a bunch of local bands that are all getting together to play a garage show. I believe there's one at Jake's next weekend. But if you're interested in going to one of those or donating towards him, get with me on Facebook or come to those shows. You can find those open invitations online.
I would like to mention something here that you can't really say on air because you don't have the time to make it tactful.
Mm-hmm.
Cam's kidney problems are through no fault of himself.
No fault of his own at all.
Not that
it matters, but yes, they're no fault of his own. This is just a freak occurrence of life.
Little, yeah.
And he is such a sweet boy and a sweet friend. So if you guys know him, try to get out to those because he's a good one.
Okay, so if he's on his deathbed and he asks you to touch his wiener, are you going to do it?
I'm going to do it.
You're going to say, okay, Cam.
I'm going to do it, and you probably would too. Yeah. He's on his deathbed.
Well, he's got a two-hander. That's what I heard about him.
See?
So we can.
So you might touch it anyway.
But
he might not have to be on the deathbed. Maybe just a regular bed.
I got to tell you, I'm more creeped out with the idea of touching knuckles with you than touching Cam's
dick. See? Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Exactly.
That's weirder.
It's not that.
Much weirder.
All you're saying is it's not that big of a deal and everybody should give Cam a handy. Give him a hand.
Technically, we would be holding hands, but they're... I don't like that idea.
Okay.
Maybe we go in his room at separate times.
Yeah, well... So, guys, you should give Cam a hand financially or a handy. Either one. He's probably accepting both.
I'm pretty sure he'd be excited about either one. All right. This has been The Rock Show. Backstage.